BBC News. Hello, I'm Tom Watts. President Biden has challenged Vladimir Putin about Russian election meddling, cyber attacks, Ukraine, and his treatment of the opposition during their first phone call. The White House said Mr. Biden had raised concerns about the poisoning of the Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny and the suppression of protests by his supporters last week. But our Washington correspondent, Nomia Iqbal, says Mr. Biden will want to avoid a freeze in relations with the Kremlin.
The tone generally was a lot tougher. Mr. Biden wants to show Russia that he's not going to be as soft on them as Donald Trump was accused of in the past. Having said that, I do think America will want to preserve some sense of diplomacy with Russia because Joe Biden has so much on his plate. He has this huge domestic agenda. Then on top of that, he has to think about foreign policy when it comes to China and Iran. So getting into a confrontation with Russia is not something that he or indeed Russia needs right now.
President Biden has set out details of his plans to tackle racial inequality in the US. In a speech at the White House, he promised to make confronting the problem a key part of his administration's policies. The total number of coronavirus cases recorded around the world has now passed 100 million. More than a quarter of them have been in the United States, with India and Brazil having the next highest totals. Britain, which has one of the highest per capita fatality rates in the world, has now exceeded 100,000 deaths. Critics accuse the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, of being slow to impose lockdowns. Gabriel Scully is a professor of public health at the University of Bristol.
I was so impressed by the USA. Within a day or two of taking office, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris produced a 200-page strategy and then backed it up that day with executive orders to bring it into place. And there is no strategy for the UK. I'm sorry to say, but I do think the government makes it up as they go along.
A large number of Republicans in the US Senate have voted to try to stop the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. Just 5 out of 50 Republican senators voted with the Democrats to defeat the attempt to declare the trial unconstitutional because Mr. Trump is no longer president. The Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the trial must go ahead.
It makes no sense whatsoever that a president or any official could commit a heinous crime against our country and then defeat Congress's impeachment powers and avoid a vote on disqualification by simply resigning or by waiting to commit that offense until their last few weeks in office.
Mr. Trump stands accused of inciting insurrection after his supporters stormed Congress earlier this month. Democrats need the support of 17 Republicans to convict him. World News from the BBC.